How could I solve some of the health problems I face? I've been the victim of enough chronic problems to last three lifetimes. Why am I having them all now in this lifetime?
First, let's get one thing straight. You love them. Most of them, anyway. You use them admirably to feel sorry for yourself and to get attention for yourself. On the few occasions when you haven't loved them, it's only because they've gone too far. Farther than you thought they ever would when you created them. Now, let's understand what you already know. All illness is self-created. Even conventional medical doctors are now seeing how people make themselves sick. Most people do so quite unconsciously. They don't even know what they're doing. So when they get sick, they don't know what hit them. It feels as though something has befallen them, rather than that they did something to themselves. This occurs because most people move through life, not simply health issues and consequences, unconsciously. People smoke and wonder why they get cancer. People ingest animals and fat and wonder why they get blocked arteries. People stay angry all their lives and wonder why they get heart attacks. People compete with other people mercilessly and under incredible stress and wonder why they have strokes. The not-so-obvious truth is that most people worry themselves to death. Worry is just about the worst form of mental activity there is, next to hate, which is deeply self-destructive. Worry is pointless. It is wasted mental energy. It also creates biochemical reactions which harm the body, producing everything from indigestion to coronary arrest, and a multitude of things in between. Health will improve almost at once when worrying ends. Worry is the activity of a mind which does not understand its connection with me. Hatred is the most severely damaging mental condition. It poisons the body, and its effects are virtually irreversible. Fear is the opposite of everything you are, and so has an effect of opposition to your mental and physical health. Fear is worry magnified. Worry, hate, fear, together with their offshoots, anxiety, bitterness, impatience, avarice, unkindness, judgmentalness, and condemnation, all attack the body at the cellular level. It is impossible to have a healthy body under these conditions. Similarly, although to a somewhat lesser degree, conceit, self-indulgence, and greed lead to physical illness or lack of well-being. All illness is created first in the mind.
How can that be? What of conditions contracted from another? Colds, or for that matter, AIDS?
Nothing occurs in your life. Nothing which is not first a thought. Thoughts are like magnets drawing effects to you. The thought may not always be obvious and thus clearly causative, as in, I'm going to contract a terrible disease. The thought may be, and usually is, far more subtle than that. I am not worthy to live. My life is always a mess. I am a loser. God is going to punish me. I am sick and tired of my life. Thoughts are a very subtle, yet extremely powerful form of energy. Words are less subtle, more dense. Actions are the most dense of all. Action is energy in heavy physical form, in heavy motion. When you think, say, and act out a negative concept such as, I am a loser, you place tremendous creative energy into motion. Small wonder you come down with a cold. That would be the least of it. It is very difficult to reverse the effects of negative thinking once they have taken physical form. Not impossible, but very difficult. It takes an act of extreme faith. It requires an extraordinary belief in the positive force of the universe. Whether you call that God, Goddess, the unmoved mover, prime force, first cause, or whatever. Healers have just such faith. It is a faith that crosses over into absolute knowing. They know that you are meant to be whole, complete, and perfect in this moment now. This knowingness is also a thought, and a very powerful one. It has the power to move mountains, to say nothing of molecules in your body. That is why healers can heal, often even at a distance. Thought knows no distance. Thought travels around the world and traverses the universe faster than you can say the word. Say but the word, and my servant shall be healed. And it was so in that selfsame hour, even before his sentence was finished. Such was the faith of the centurion. Yet you are all mental lepers. Your mind is eaten away with negative thoughts. Some of these are thrust upon you. Many of these you actually make up, conjure up yourselves, and then harbor and entertain for hours, days, weeks, months, even years. Then you wonder why you are sick. You can solve some of the health problems, as you put it, by solving the problems in your thinking. Yes, you can heal some of the conditions you have already acquired, given yourself, as well as prevent major new problems from developing. And you can do this all by changing your thinking. Also, and I hate to suggest this because it sounds so mundane, coming as it were from God, but for God's sake, take better care of yourself. You take rotten care of your body, paying it little attention at all until you suspect something's gone wrong with it. You do virtually nothing in the way of preventive maintenance. You take better care of your car than you do of your body, and that's not saying much. Not only do you fail to prevent breakdowns with regular checkups, once a year physicals, and use of the therapies and medicines you've been given, why do you go to the doctor, get her help, then not use the remedies she suggests? Can you answer me that one? You also mistreat your body terribly between these visits, about which you do nothing. You do not exercise it, so it grows flabby, and worse yet, weak from non-use. You do not nourish it properly, thereby weakening it further. Then you fill it with toxins and poisons and the most absurd substances, posing as food. And still it runs for you, this marvelous engine. Still it chugs along, bravely pushing on in the face of this onslaught. It's horrible. The conditions under which you ask your body to survive are horrible. But you will do little or nothing about them. You will hear this, nod your head in regretful agreement, and go right back to the mistreatment. And do you know why?
I'm afraid to ask.
Because you have no will to live.
That seems a harsh indictment.
It's not meant to be harsh, nor is it meant as an indictment. Harsh is a relative term, a judgment you have laid on the words. Indictment connotes guilt, and guilt connotes wrongdoing. There is no wrongdoing involved here, hence no guilt and no indictment.